Hello, everyone. Welcome. Today is Monday, January 15th, 2024. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is my turn to talk. Birthday. So I do want to acknowledge him. He would have been 95 years old today. Hey, Frankie, welcome. And as always, whatever platform you're listening, be it live or on the replay, welcome and thank you very, very much. Always, always appreciate it. And as always, I hope everyone's having a wonderful day. Hey, Minnesota, welcome. Hey, welcome, welcome. Okay, so we are going to get started, and today, finally, we're going to do the show on revenge. So, you know, is revenge wrong? Is it wrong to want to take revenge on someone, or should we, you know, is a better way of saying it, retribution? Should we want to, I'm not going to say do harm to someone. Hey, Power Girl. I don't want to, say, should we, have to, physically hurt someone if someone does us wrong. But, you know, if someone does something to you that is just so, egregious, if it's so, if it's just wrong, should we want to take revenge? Is revenge okay? But do some people take revenge too far? Can you, have power, be in a position of power and take revenge just because you're in a position of power? And is there a difference? If you're the ruler of a country, and I'm saying a ruler because that's how some dictators call themselves. They call themselves rulers. Or if you're president, or if you're prime minister, or if you're the governor or a senator or whatever, and you have that power, and you take revenge against someone who did you wrong, is that the same thing as, wanting to take revenge against someone who bullied you in high school? Someone who constantly just made your life hell, during your school years or that bully at work? Is that the same? Is that the same thing? You know, hey, shorty, welcome. You know, so, you know, I do ask, is revenge wrong? Is it wrong to want to take revenge against someone? You know, I'm not going to lie, and I'll put it on the record. You know, I, you know, there are some people that, you know, I would like to take revenge against, you know, just, you know, because of things that they've said to me, things that they've done to me, especially if they are those people who are repeat offenders. You know, if they are repeat offenders, you know, should you want to take revenge on them because they just can't seem to learn their lesson? What do you do? You know, am I wrong? You know, when you go to that class reunion and, you know, you're thinking about the person who made your life hell for 4 years, more so than that class reunion and wanting to connect with other people, you're thinking about, you know, that person who you know, just made your life hell for 4 years. So are you thinking of revenge when you go to that class reunion? Dr. Ninja Man, welcome. You know, are you thinking about things like that? And Dr. Ninja Man says, revenge is only wrong on the matter you take it. Okay, so are you saying in terms of how far you take it? I mean, are you saying, do you take revenge far enough where you're killing someone, or far enough where you're hurting them, where they don't die, or, you know, you're letting the air out of their, you know, tires? Or, I mean, you know, is there, if you take revenge out on someone, does it really matter how far you go? I mean, you know, if you were that kid in high school who the football team always gave you, what do you call it, wedgies or something, and they were always pushing you around, is it wrong at the class reunion that you embarrass them in a public way that is extremely embarrassing for them? Something that they may not be able to live down. Is that taking it too far? And when people do, you know, take revenge on other people, is it deserved? Is it deserved? You know, and then you have one of the questions I said, is retribution a better way of saying it? Is retribution and revenge the same thing? Is revenge and vengeance, are they the same thing? Okay, Dr. Ninja Man says, killing is wrong. That's not the idea of revenge. But for some people, it is. For some people, it is. I mean, you have people who are in charge of countries, you know, for centuries, who, if you went against them, you were killed. For some people, killing someone is revenge. Okay, revenge is best dealt with swift diplomacy. Ratuna says, I say so. Revenge is always wrong, in my opinion. Do unto others if you would have them do to you. Okay, so revenge is always is wrong. But as you said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So again, if you're constantly doing someone wrong, you're constantly that bully who just won't stop. And again, I'm just using the class reunion as an example. You come to your 10-year class reunion, you're 10 years older. You're not that 18-year-old kid anymore. You're 28. Or maybe you're at your 20th reunion, you're 38. But studies have shown that kids who are bullied in high school and in grammar school, they carry it with them. And I wouldn't say it's so much as a grudge, but as wanting to get revenge against the people who they could not, you know, do anything against at that time. I mean, there are people who, you know, become police officers or get into public office or, you know, become teachers. I mean, they get into positions of authority just so they can be in the position to treat others how they were treated, whether that person did them wrong or not. Hey, Damien, welcome back. You know, or you know, you have people who become teachers and they know your kid's going to be in their class. So they take it out on your kid. These things happen. So while you're that person, okay, Dr. Ninja says, I agree with Raw Tuna. Shorty's like, yep. Let's see. Death comes in many forms. The worst kind of death you can give someone is where they have to live and deal with the consequences of their actions. You're right. You're right. You know, so should people who, young people, so that kid who's that bully or those, or that group of kids who are constantly bullying the other group of kids or whatever, you know, their mindset is not where they're going to think 10 years ahead. That person that you're bullying may be the person that you walk into a job interview with 10, 15 years later, and that person's sitting across from you, and you know exactly who they are, and they know exactly who you are. And they may take you through the motions of the interview, whatever, knowing doggone well they have no intention of giving you that job, and you may need that job, may really, really, really need that job. And what about the saying, you know, don't screw people on the way up that you may meet on the way down? What if you're at that job and you constantly step over people? You constantly do things against your coworkers. You're constantly doing things to move up that corporate ladder. And you get to the top, but something happens. And everything just falls apart. And all of a sudden, you're coming down that ladder. Are people, I mean, is it okay for those coworkers to take revenge out on you because of everything that you did to them on your way up? But now you're on your way down. Is the best type of revenge there, you know, just laughing at you and saying, I told you so? Is the best type of revenge for someone, you know, that they treated you, you know, so bad that you see them broken down one day, you know, their car broke down or they have a flat tire and they see you. And they're, you know, they're trying to call you over, but you just smile, wave, and keep on going. Is that a type of revenge? Hey, Shorty, Shorty.
Hey, Sally, how you doing? Hey, everybody, how you doing?
I'm good. Mm-hmm. I know you got something to say on this one.
I sure do. Mm.
What do you have to say, my friend?
Well, Sally, you know, the best way to kill that revenge, you know, like you were saying, if you was driving somewhere and you see them broke down and you just think about what they did to you, you know, killing with kindness is more revenge than actually getting revenge on somebody.
You know, okay, you say killing them with kindness?
Yes, ma'am. Sometimes, not all the time. Because see, sometimes you do need to take that revenge. Cause they be playing with you, but see, sometimes you have to switch up the revenge. Sometimes you got to kill them with kindness and be, you know, be kind a little bit. You know what I mean?
Okay, so let me ask this. Okay, Raw Tuna says, is it ever justified to repay evil with evil? What kind of example does that set to others? An eye for an eye makes the world blind. Raw Tuna, I agree with you. But at the same time, what Shorty said about killing them with kindness, I used to think that, but I don't think that anymore because, and so I'm agreeing with both of you guys up to an extent, because there are some people who just don't get it. They just don't get it, and they won't get it unless you do the eye for an eye. Right. Because the killing them with kindness, they may just see you as being, oh, well, you're just this pushover, and I'm going to continue to do it. So,
but that's why I say sometimes, not all the time, sometimes. You know what I mean? That makes them think like, damn, I was mean to that person, or I did this, you know, and they're probably a real good person. You know, I'm not saying Dr. Ninja, killing somebody, killing them with kindness, but listen, sometimes you have to do what you have to do. You know what I mean? Because you can't just let somebody keep pushing you over and thinking you soft. You know what I mean? Sometimes you're going to have to show that aggressive side.
Okay, so is it okay to do then an eye for an eye? And let me... Okay, so let me ask this. And Shorty, since you're up on the panel, I want to know what your thoughts are. But Raw Tuna, just to go back to your eye for an eye thing. All right, so someone kills your loved one, and they get the death penalty, you know, and they're going to go, you know, to electric chair or lethal injection, whatever. Are you writing letters to the governor saying, oh, no, don't kill them. Just let them stay in jail for life? Or are you there when they're about to die and, you know, you're sitting in the room when they open up the curtain, you're watching that person die? So, is that revenge, sitting there watching them die because they killed one of your loved ones? Or would you prefer that they received life in prison and they die in prison? Shorty?
That's not on me. That's the justice system. You understand what I'm saying? They gonna do what they want to do. You understand what I'm saying? But if that person killed one of my family members or one of somebody I love, look, that's gonna be hatred in my heart. I'm sorry. You understand what I'm saying? That's hatred from my heart, in my heart, because you took something from me. You understand what I'm saying? That makes people want to go out and get that revenge because you took something from them. But then if the justice system got that, they're going to do that and whatever. That's justice served, but in some ways, it's not taking the fact that they took something from you. That's so precious.
Okay. All right. Raw Tuna says, let's see, it's not up to you to make them get it. That's their own path they have to find. I always teach my kids to worry about your own actions, not what others do. And then Tuna says, no, that's not revenge. Revenge would be to make them feel the pain that you felt. Hold on, I got another message here. No, that was it. Okay, so I have have to disagree with you again, up to a point when you say it's not up to you to make them get it, but because sometimes it is, because they just, because some people just don't get it. I mean, and I'm not, you know, and I'm even talking about your children. You know, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not, let me say that again. Some people just don't get it because I'm, and even like your children, you keep telling your child, if you keep touching that, you're going to get hurt. You keep touching that stove, you're going to get burned. You're going to get burned. Something you keep doing that. This is, you're going to get hurt. And they keep doing it. They keep doing it. What happens?
They get touch burned. The stove. They get burned.
And
that's a lesson.
And they keep burned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, right. But some people, this is what I'm saying, that, you know, some people don't get it. Sometimes you just have to let them, you know, you have to just, okay, all right. I'm not going to keep telling you to stop, and you're going to keep doing it, you know. And I mean, I think it is up to us sometimes to get them to get it. I'm not saying that you have to go off and kill someone, but I'm saying that some people just keep pushing it and keep pushing it and keep pushing it until finally you have to turn around and just do something. Sometimes it's an extreme thing for them to get it, for them to realize, just like that school bully. You know, you just keep messing with the person. Then all of a sudden the person turns around, they knock the crap out of you. Or worse, that person brings a gun to school, bang, bang, you know, and
then,
you know,
it's the kid's fault. It's the parents' fault.
And right. But you know, but at the same time, is it the parents' fault? Because you have told the parent, look, your child keeps messing with your child's just a wuss. They need to man up, or she's this or she's that, whatever. But I told you, I'm telling you, I've gone to the school, I've gone to the parents, whatever. My kid brings a gun to school. I don't know they have a gun. And then boom, boom, is like, Mom, I just got sick and tired of it. You don't know what someone's breaking point is.
Right.
So when that revenge comes, you know, this is when I had to get you to get it because you just weren't getting it. And for those parents who just didn't want to listen and you thought that my kid was a wuss, well, my kid's going to jail, but your child is dead. So when that revenge comes, you know, there's so many variables that I don't think that you can really say yes or no. Ross says, again, though, that's their choice they made. And if they keep touching the stove, that's on them. Yeah, but again, some people don't get it. And by you allowing them to keep touching that stove, you're taking them down that road. You are the one who's letting them know. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, because... You know, there are people that I would like to take revenge on. There are people that I have taken revenge on. I haven't killed anyone, you know, but I have done some things where people have come back to me and they're like, hey, can you? Nope. You know, or, you know, they have screwed me over several times because I allowed them to do it, thinking, well, okay, well, they're not gonna do it. Yep, they did it. Yep, well, they're not gonna, yep, they did it again. Up, oh, they did it again. Who's the fool? Me, because I kept allowing it. And when they came back the fourth time, I was ready for them. Nope, sorry. And they were SOL for something that they really needed. And I just walked away. Was that wrong of me? No, but it was my way of my own little way of revenge.
Right.
Let's see. I'm sorry, my thing just jumped. Free will is very important. It's the only thing you truly have power over. So leave the situation. Yeah, you're right. So leave the situation. But some situations are also hard to leave. Some situations, you know, by the time, you know, if you're in a domestic violence situation, you know, some situations for some people are hard to leave. And when they finally do leave the situation, sometimes the situation is where somebody's dead. The person who kept beating you all these years, you're trying to get away. They won't let you leave. Something happens. That person's laying on the floor.
They tired of the toxicity. Again, that's the
you're
problem.
Right. That's that you're toxicity. Right. I mean, I just think that there's so many variables that you can't say, don't do this or don't do that. Because there are situations that are different. And to be perfectly honest, and I think that if I think I'm fair to say that you really don't know what you would do in a situation where that revenge or that retribution, whatever, comes up. Let's see, Dr. Ninja Man says, that's why I said death comes in many forms. Sometimes you must kill someone's evil with goodness. Sometimes that's the only way for them to see the error of their ways and help them live a better and happier life. While that sounds great on paper, it doesn't always work like that. There are some people who just don't get it. You know, and Rod Tuna, when you say, so leave the situation, what if you're dating someone, male or female, you're dating this person and you want to break up for whatever reason, or you haven't even started dating this person, but they want to date you and you're turning her down. You're turning him down. You're trying to be nice about it. No, you know, you're not trying to hurt anyone's feelings, you know, but then it ramps up into stalking. And it gets more aggressive on the other person's side. It's not that easy to leave a situation. You know, and that person may do something to you where you're like, okay, they went a little bit too far. And you may want to get revenge against this person. Maybe that person has hurt someone that you love, hurt your dog, your cat, whatever, your child. They made it hard for you at work. Oh, you can call the police and you do. Yeah, right. No, I'm not. I'm just saying that revenge has a lot of variables. I think vengeance has a lot of variables. I mean, so many words have so many different ways that you can take it. When you say kill someone with kindness and just be really nice to that person, there's variables within that. I think that there's just so many variables and so many ways that you can take different things. Hey, Juju, welcome.
Hey, Juju. That's very true.
Mordecai, welcome. I mean, so I'm not trying, you know, to make it mean something else. In fact, hold on, let me do this. So, hold on for a second, guys. I should have done this at the very beginning, but I didn't. And that is putting in... the definition of revenge. And this is the Google definition. So hold on. There we go. Okay. So, and you guys can look it up also. Hey, crazy. Welcome. Welcome. Okay. The action of inflicting hurt or harm on someone for an injury or wrong suffered at their hands. So again, and crazy, you came in just at the time when I'm talking about variables for the word revenge. You know, and then one of the examples that Google gave for revenge is other spurned wives have taken public revenge on their husbands. You know, again, revenge can take different ways. You know, you cheated on your wife, you cheated on your husband. They take revenge a certain way. You know, you killed my dog, you killed my cat. Someone else may take revenge by killing your dog or your cat. you keep, you know, you're, again, you're that bully that won't leave me alone. I bring the gun up to school, or I turn around, I just beat you up so, you know, so bad, you know, that you won't mess with anyone else. Or at that 10-year class reunion, I take my revenge a different way. Revenge can mean a whole lot of different things.
That's just like you said, sort of like being bullied and picked at in school. Like, I told you this before, like, I got picked and bullied from elementary to high school. And, like, they were just picking at me. I ain't did nothing to them. I was cool. I was nice. I kept to myself. You understand? They just come pick at me because I was a new kid. I was bigger than them. You understand what I'm saying? I look different. You understand? They kept picking at me. I ain't do nothing. I ain't say nothing. They kept picking at me. I told them, leave me alone. They kept picking at me. So I told the teachers. They didn't do anything. I told my mom. My mom came out to the school and told them, like, look, these kids messing with my daughter. Now y'all need to do something. You think the school will do something, right? Because they got the authority in their hands. No, they didn't do nothing. So I'm like, okay. So this boy kept picking at me. I got tired. I told the teacher. I'm like, look, he keep messing with me. Like, y'all going to do something. Oh, leave her alone, shit, you know what I mean? I'm like, all right, whatever. I got tired, and he kept picking at me. One day, I wasn't feeling good, like, I wasn't with it. So, and then he kept picking at me, and I just punched him in his junk, like, and I started beating him up, like, so, because I was, like, I was getting tired, because I was keep getting pushed to the wall, you know what I mean? It's all, like you said, it's a breaking point somewhere that, you know, they get tired.
Right, so wouldn't you say that on some level that's revenge?
It is revenge because you're warning everybody else before it happens, and they don't take heed to it. What else you supposed to do? Keep getting bullied, keep getting pushed to the wall, and keep getting beat up on? No, understand what I'm saying? And then after that, he kept running his mouth, and then they let me go. I punched him right back in it. You know what I mean? And they was like, oh. They was like, oh, we're going to suspend you. My mom was like, how the hell you going to suspend her? And she kept coming to y'all and do nothing to it. So she got what she did. So I just got one day suspension and went home, and he got the full 10 days.
Okay. All right. Now, I do want to go back and read what Raw Tuna says. He says, as Gani stated, I'm sorry, my screen just jumped again. Here it is. As Gani stated, be the change you want to be in the world. If you change yourself, that has a lot more influence than trying to force someone else to change. But are you forcing someone else to change, or are you just, you know, again, I just say that there are some people who just don't get it. And revenge can take different forms. Revenge can take different forms. Okay, and then Rajun is there. You thought beyond the action of the bully. Like, why is the bully a bully? What happened to him? Is the bully not treating others the way he does out of revenge for the way he was treated? Causing a problem makes more problems, and so forth and so forth. You must be the bigger person. Accept the fact that they have free will to treat you like crap, and you have free will to have or act in revenge. But no, all actions have consequences, and typically bad actions have much worse cons. Okay, Rajun, I understand. I understand completely. Hey, son, over there on YouTube. I understand completely what you're saying. But when you're in school and you say think beyond the action of the bully. So when you're in school, okay, and you're in grade school or high school, your mind is not thinking beyond the bully. You're not going, well, why is he bullying me? Does he have a bad home life or whatever? And why should you have to think beyond the bully? Because the bottom line is, I'm going to the teachers. I'm telling you to stop. I'm telling you to do this and this and this. I'm just a kid myself. I don't want to get beat up every day.
Right.
I don't want you being mean to me every day. So it's not as another student, as another child, I'm supposed to think beyond the bully? That's the parents that need to deal with that. That's the school that needs to deal with that. But the fact is, stances, doesn't matter what kind of home life he has, you're still messing with me. So when I haul off and knock you out and I truly hurt you, then am I supposed to sit up here and say, well, you know, he had a bad home life? Well, I'm sorry. I'm just this 12-year-old kid too.
What you mean self-defense is not revenge? Raw tuna, let me tell you something, yo. Like, yo, you know, like, as me being a female, a black female.
Wait, Shorty. Hold on 1 second. So now I'm just saying, because now we're kind of conflicting a couple of things, because on one hand, now you're saying that self-defense is not revenge, but you're also saying, shouldn't we think about the bully and think about what he's gone through? So I'm sorry, Shorty, go ahead.
Oh, no. You go ahead.
No. I just wanted to say that. Go ahead.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, like Sala said, so I have to sit up here and think about the bully? Why the bully? Why you can't sit up here and think about me, the victim, getting bullied? You understand? Like, I don't come to school, or your kids don't go to school. They go to school to learn and get educated. You understand? And be around their friends and talk amongst their peers. They have one child there that's probably something going on at home. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they just want to be mean as hell and just pick on kids because they're probably got more than them or whatever. You understand what I'm saying? There's different forms of bullying. Like, I got bullied when I was growing up. My daughter had to deal with that shit in school. I'm sorry, Solid. But my daughter got bullied from elementary. She never got bullied in the other schools because I had to move my daughter from a school because she got bullied. I almost went to jail because of that. Because I'm not going to sit up here and let two boys do my daughter like that. Hell no. And then when she got to high school, boys want to come up because she's a girl and she looks like me as a tomboy. They think they could come up to her and say whatever she wants. No, my daughter stood up for herself and she didn't get in trouble for that. So we have to consider the bully feelings instead of the victim who's getting bullied.
Okay, and Shorty Ross says it's about intentions. Are you hitting back because you want to hurt the bully, or are you wanting to stop yourself from being hurt? There's a big difference. Throwing the first punch is revenge. Acting to the first punch is self-defense.
What? First of all, have you ever got bullied in your life, Raw Tuna? Answer this question for me. Have anybody came and bullied you in your life growing up?
Okay. and he said yes, I have.
Okay, so you see where I'm coming from. Have your kids ever got bullied? You have kids, right? Do you have kids?
Okay, I'm still bullied to this day. You know, I'm going to say this. People, again, which we know, people react to things differently. And you don't know what's going to be someone's breaking point, where that revenge that you know, how do I want to say this? I'm not going to say that revenge that you're seeking necessarily, but that person, that kid who goes home every day being bullied, I'm pretty sure that they're sitting there thinking, okay, one of these days I'm going to get my revenge. I'm going to get my revenge. One day I'm going to do this. And it could be the day that they haul off and hit that person because that person just keeps pushing. Or like I said, it could be at the class reunion. It could be 40 years later. You know, it could be where that person is, like I said, broke down on the side of a road, whatever, and they need help, and they see you, and you just smile and wave and keep on going. That's an act of revenge. Revenge takes different ways. You know, revenge could be that, you know, that person killed a loved one of yours. And you're, like I said, you're sitting there on the day that, you know, that your death penalty, you know, your time is up, and you're sitting there watching that person die. That could be revenge. But again, I say, for some people, they just don't get it. For some people, they don't get it until you do something to them. And even then, they may not get it. Okay, Rautuna says, my five-year-old gets bullied by her cousin. It pisses me off, but at the end of the day, it's not my job to parent someone else's kid.
So do you teach your child to fight back?
Okay, so you're saying that your five-year-old gets bullied by her cousin. It's not your, at the end of the day, it's not your job to parent someone else's kid, but it's your, at the end of the day, it's your job to protect your child from a bully.
Yes.
Whether it's a cousin, whether it's somebody that you don't know. I mean, to me, I'm not going to let my kid get bullied by their cousin. I am going to say something to that, to that parent, and I'm going to say something to that kid. And I have found that when my kid was getting bullied, that when I went directly to the kid, it stopped. It stopped. I did a Rebecca De Mornay. You all saw, if you saw The Hand That Rocks the Cradle and what Rebecca De Mornay said to that one kid, I did one of those and it stopped. Yes, you can stop allowing her to be in the presence of the bully and speak with the parents, you know, but it's not your, you know, it's not your job to parent someone else's kid, but it is, but, you know, but at the same time, it's, you know, as a parent who protects their child,
supposed to stand up for the kid,
to tell that parent, you need to do something with your kid because your kid is messing with my child or else. Because for me, there is an or else when it comes to my kid. Even right. and he's grown now. It's still an or else.
Because then you already warned them that if my daughter or my son come back and hit your kid or hurt your kid because they want to sit up there and mess with my kid, don't come running to me and getting mad at me because I already warned you and your kid. You understand what I'm saying? So you already gave them that warning, and when it happens, it happens.
Oh goodness. Again, I'm laughing because there's just so many variables in there. And crazy, I love that word. You know, I mean, there's just so many ways that things can go. There's just so many ways that things can go. Okay, let me ask this. Do you think that revenge is a powerful word? Do you think that if you were to say to someone, I'm going to, you keep doing it, or you tell your friend or your sister or brother, I'm going to get revenge. They keep doing that. I will have my revenge. I mean, is revenge a powerful word? Okay, Juju says yes. Okay, depends on whose mouth it comes out of. Hey, crazy.
What's up? That's actually what I was going to say. It depends on who's saying it, because I promise that if I make a threat, everybody heeds that warning for sure.
Because but crazy, but listen to what you just said. So are you now saying that revenge is a threat, or is revenge just getting back at someone because you did me wrong?
If you come at somebody and say, if you do this, I'm going to do this, that is a threat. That is a threat. Revenge is something you do Revenge is the consequence. The threat has nothing to do with the revenge. Revenge is when the consequence has been fulfilled. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you, I'm not for revenge. I'm for the universe handling it for me personally. I like people to get their own karma because I feel like karma does a better job than I do.
Amen to that. Keep preaching good.
Yeah, so that's okay. The action of the threat was when you were like, yeah, I'm going to do this, but that's not the revenge. So that's the threat, but depends on whose mouth it's coming out of. Because if somebody that says, talks like this and says, you know, if you do that, I'm going to do this. And then they're giggling or they look very timid and scared. Are you going to care what they're saying to you? You're not going to care. You're going to know that the revenge is nothing because the talk is nothing.
Okay, but you're assuming that the talk is nothing.
Yeah, I mean, but that's not the question you asked, though. The question you asked is, right?
Okay, is revenge a powerful word? So if I say, okay, if you keep doing this, you know, I'm going to do this. You're like, oh, she's, you know, Sally's not going to do anything. She's not going to do anything. But then I come back the next day and I have a gun. I'm like, now, and I'm still talking soft.
But that's
now,
different.
Now, what were you saying?
That's no longer a bluff. That's not a threat. That's now
I never said that it was a bluff.
You asked the question. I'm only answering the question.
No, I understand. I'm just going to the variable thing now. So again, is revenge a powerful word? And depending upon whose mouth it comes out of. So if you're assuming that this person's a wuss, as opposed to somebody, oh yeah, if you do this to me, I'm gonna do this, and that person may not do anything. I mean,
you're dumb.
Okay.
Because you shouldn't assume anything. I mean, real talk. I've known some of the quietest people to be the most deadly, and I've known some of the loudest people to be the most biggest sissies, you know? Okay. So what I'm saying is that it's a powerful word when it comes out of somebody's, depends on who is saying it. So you know me, and you know other people that you know. If there are people that you know that if you know for a fact, if they say that, you're just like, yeah, you're just barking, you know, you're just a talk. But if someone like, and this is more if you know the people, obviously, or know of them or their reputation, right? Or something like that. So then that becomes powerful because they are powerful. It's only as powerful as the person saying it. And it's only as powerful as the person who believes the person saying it. So if I believe that, then guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to get my ass kicked, right? Because I thought you were a wuss when you came back, right? So that's me. That's my bad.
Okay, so let me ask you. This is one question that I asked before a lot of you guys came on. So is it different if someone in authority takes revenge? If it's a president, a prime minister, a senator, a mayor, whatever, a teacher, is it different from them getting an act of revenge as opposed to just little old lady down the street who seems all quiet and stuff, but yet she's plotting her own type of revenge? Does it matter? Does it matter if you're a senator and you know they get mad at whatever. But because they have the, I guess what I'm saying is they have the power. They're in the position of power where they could really.
Oh, so you're saying that, should I believe the little old lady doesn't have anything versus the government who has everything? If they say one thing, absolutely not. Because you don't know. That's the same concept that you, like if you go to buy a car and they look at you and go, ah, you can't afford that. Okay, well, let me go out and buy the car at the other dealership and give them my money. You know what I'm saying? So you underestimated and judged a book or whatever. That's something I don't do because I have done that in the past and been very wrong. So I don't underestimate anybody. And that's why I tell people when they're just like, eh, you know, you talk a lot. Okay. I like you to underestimate me. Call my bluff. Please do that because I don't need for you to think that it's a big deal, but you're going to find out. That's the definition of F around and find out. You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't condone revenge on a certain level, meaning people use that as a tool for something that wasn't that serious. You know, like they wanted revenge, so now they're going to use something stupid to, like, do that. You know, but look, this is how I believe it. And I'm going to say this, and people will be like, what? I don't believe in revenge because you're going to get revenge, and it's only a cycle of karma. Everybody, revenge only begats revenge from one side or another. So, like, it's really honestly just silly to even do that. But when I hear of people doing it and the reasons they do it, I'm like, hey, it's warranted. At the same time, wrong and wrong don't make right, depending on what it is. So I'm kind of on the fence about that.
I'm thinking about what you just said, because no, wrong and wrong don't make right, but sometimes it does in that person's mind.
Exactly. Exactly. Absolutely. Because some people's revenge, the problem is that most time revenge is done out of emotion and not out of thought, mm-hmm. right? They didn't think about it. It's emotional. Okay. That's going to come back on you because you're not thinking about, listen, there's some people that deserve things that they get. All right. They really honestly do, you know, but you revenge is, man, that's a tough word, because is it revenge? Is it warranted, or is it revenge because of the definition of revenge is vile, right? It's bad. Mm-hmm. But was it warranted? Was it bad revenge? Was it really revenge? Or is it just something that they had coming and not something you plotted? It was just something that happened because of another situation. So, you know, I mean.
Okay, now, Johnny Grow Lately over on YouTube says, I don't know if that's meant for me. Johnny Grew Lately. Uh-oh. Over on YouTube. So I'm just gonna let that comment go because I have no idea what you're talking about. So I'm just gonna leave it alone. You know, but what I am gonna do is hold on here. Because okay, so,
karma's gonna do people wrong, right. more wrong than I could ever do somebody.
Oh yeah, karma's a B. You understand what I'm saying? Karma comes back it around is. 10 times
it
fold.
It is, but see, okay, let me read what Raw Tuna says, because I just wanted to, so that everyone is understanding what he said. When he says, that's what I meant about eye for an eye, he was talking about what Crazy was saying. I don't scramble with Scrabble. I believe, okay, you know, it's a B. You know, karma is, you know, but at the same time, I don't believe that, okay, you do something wrong and karma's going to come back to you. Yes, I do believe that. I do believe that you do good things, that good karma comes to you. But I don't think that it keeps bouncing back and forth. Well, you did it to me, so I'm going to do it to you.
But that's how revenge works, isn't it?
But
that's all revenge is.
I mean, that is. But at the same time, I think that it's possible that if you get revenge on someone.
Oh, sure.
Or, you know, that it just stops right there in its path.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that for some people, it's like, you know, it's like, right. So, you know, okay, acting out of love is the most effective way of living. And again, Raw, I just say for some people, because there are those people who just don't get it. You could be as nice as pie. You could be the nicest person to someone and just show them all the love and kindness, whatever, and they will still spit in your face or not care, whatever. There are some people who just will not get there. They just won't. And they'll still do bad things. Those repeat offenders, they just don't don't get it. Welcome, Boss Player, an official verbal welcome to you. So, you know.
Look, revenge is a really great topic because, I mean, you're, like I said, yes. it can be powerful. It can also be nothing. It can be words, but it's so subjective. It's a very, very variable word because revenge is an action. But prior to that action, usually there are several incidents or things that lead up to that. You know what I'm saying? So everybody's, that's why I'm saying revenge can be something, you're not wrong about that. It definitely can stop something in its tracks. But was that really revenge or was that you just putting a stop to whatever it was because you showed the person why they were wrong or whatever? You know what I'm saying? Because revenge is something usually tied with bad, not, you know, amicable splits. Revenge begets revenge. That means that somebody's acting on emotions. So that's why it's tough, because it's going to be different for everybody. Some people are going to seek revenge. Some people are going to get revenge unintentionally, which is going to cause other crap. You know what I'm saying? So I used to be that person. I used to be like, listen, you do me, that's how I'm going to do you. The only difference, and I still do that. The only difference is I don't act on the violent part of that, right? The part that makes me want to punch him in the face. Instead, my revenge is just not speaking to him again, because I know that that's going to hurt their feelings just as much, right?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I can punch somebody in the face just as hard now emotionally as back in the day I could with my fist. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. And Raw Tuna says there's a reason we have a justice system. Yes, it's a corrupt but intention of it is to give the decision to a collective, not one individual. So
I wish I believed in the justice
guys,
system.
Keeping the people on the panel, keeping your comments to yourself. Well, I said keep your comments to yourself, but not on Podbean, but I just saw Shorty's comment. Check Discord.
Solid. So,
okay, yeah, you said we'll talk about it when we, you know, get off popping. But right, anyway, so. Oh, Lord. So, so anyway.
I don't think it's a bad thing if you don't make it a bad thing. You can get a form of revenge which redeems whatever you need for your personal closure without it being vindictive, because that's how I used to be. You go low, I go lower, and that's how I used to be. And I mean, like, see, that, when I mean, I still do that. But crazy. In a different sense, huh?
But see, okay. The thing is, when they hit low blows and you try not to hit low blows, you know what I mean? You still trying to keep that, you know, trying to tell them in a whole nother way. And then they keep going low. And then that's when you keep
getting pushed. Oh, I'm only going to tell you so many times. Right.
Right. But then when you keep hitting that low blow, and then when you come back with that low blow, but 10 times worse, they're going to be like, damn, like, Why I gotta be like that? Well, why is this? Why is that? Well, because you don't understand. You keep pushing me and you don't get the gist of it. And then it comes out. It's not your fault. It's not my fault, because you told that person, you giving them that warning. You understand? They don't take heed to that warning. And then when you finally explode, who fault really is? It's their fault, but they don't see it like that though.
Well, I mean, that's pretty standard. That also, I mean, that's snapping, taking out revenge. You technically get quiet, and then you somehow plot. You don't, it doesn't come out right then and there. Like, revenge generally doesn't happen instantly, right? So all that other stuff is just, people take all of that, and then they think in their head, well, you know what? You did this to me. I'm going to do this to you. Revenge is generally vindictive. It still can be. You just don't, like I said, the violent nicks the violent part of it, you know, hurt people mentally and stuff like that. And I'm going to tell you that I also stopped doing things like that too. I'm telling you, I could be really, really mean. Really mean. You know, and the thing is that's why I don't get into certain arguments. That's why I don't waste my energy on certain things. And that's why I've almost never since after my, sometime after, yeah, just before my 30s and the end of my 20s, I stopped doing revenge, quote unquote, air quotes, you know, and letting something else handle it for me, because I'll be honest, my anger issues take me to a whole other level. So
you can't come back.
I also have to control it in that way. So, but we're human, right? If someone does you dirty, I don't care what form that is. Your first thought is, I'm gonna get you, and it just depends on your next steps and how that plays out. Is revenge wrong? I'm gonna say no to that question. All right. I mean, just an overall collective no. If you use it without doing illegal things.
All right.
Don't involve people's children, things like, make it to where it's meant for the purpose it was for. Does that make sense?
Some people don't do that. Let me read what Boss says. Boss Blair says, sometimes being happy and living a great life is the best revenge you can get on some people. Revenge doesn't have to be negative.
I agree.
Ross says, just to be clear, I classify revenge as a form of intentional harm to someone physically or mentally. I'm 100% for taking that negative and living your life positively, regardless of the negativity brought upon you. Okay. All right. Well, y'all, I am at my hour, and I am going to go over to Discord for just, I can't stay long over there because I need something explain to me, because you know, treat me like a 2-year-old sometimes when y'all have to explain stuff to me. So I did post it on Discord. I had this topic for a while, and finally I'm able to do it, but it is Martin Luther King's birthday today, and you know, was somebody who was talking about, you know, be peace and all this other stuff. But at the same time, it's like, how much do you have to take? How much do you have to take before someone finally, you know, does something to you? And was the assassination of Dr. King, was that revenge? You know,
We all have a dream. We all do.
You know, I was trying to think of a song to take out on this one, and I can't think of one. So I'm just looking at what's already in my playlist. So I think I'm just going to take us out with Toni Braxton, Seven Whole Days. I know I've played this before, but I'm going to play it again because, you know, Seven Whole Days, haven't heard from you. So what type of revenge am I going to get? Anyway. Anyway, y'all, to Shorty and Crazy, thank you for coming up on the panel. Oh, and Raw, thank you for your input. You know, everybody on my show, we don't always agree. We disagree, but we try to do it in a respectful way. So, you know.
Right.
All right, y'all. So here we go. Seven Whole Days, Toni Braxton.
Talking kind of cocky like you had it going on. All the while you knew that things were kind of shit.
And that's it, everyone. Thank you very much for tuning in. I will see you tomorrow. And anyone interested, just answer this question for me over on Discord. Enjoy your day or evening, everyone. Bye.